Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Trials and Growth. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 29 to 30. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake in the Gospels. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. I have just read from the King James Version. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, What Are You Saying About God? Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 29 to 30. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, and the Gospels. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. I have just read from the King James Version. John had just graduated from university and was full of excitement about his future. When one of the most prestigious companies in the country offered him a job, it felt like a dream come true. The offer came with a company car, a luxurious apartment, a generous salary, and an attractive list of perks. In just a year, John could be well on his way to becoming a millionaire. But there was a catch. The night before he was to officially resume work, he was invited to a high-level welcome party. Everything seemed polished and impressive until he was discreetly introduced to a beautiful young woman and told she would be his office wife. It was unspoken, but clear. Intimacy with her was expected, beginning that very night. It was part of the company's inner circle culture. You have to belong to rise. John couldn't sleep that night. The offer was tempting. The life he had dreamed of was within reach. But deep down, he knew, accepting this job meant rejecting God's authority over his life. It was a test, a fiery one. He made the hard choice. He turned down the job and walked away, heart heavy, but spirit resolved. What followed were months of uncertainty and joblessness. Friends mocked him. Some said he was too spiritual and foolish. But in the midst of it, John knew he had chosen the narrow path that leads to life. God never wastes our sacrifice. Sometimes he allows trials not to break us, but to refine us. Isaiah 48:10. The fire of testing produces purity and strength. In due time, God opened better doors for John, ones that did not require compromise. More importantly, John continuously grew in the knowledge of God and was truly fruitful in every good work. He was a true kingdom functionary with fruits. Jesus promised that anyone who leaves anything for his sake will receive a hundredfold in this life, yes, with persecution, but also eternal life in the age to come. Go into today encouraged. Every sacrifice made for Christ will be rewarded. Every trial endured for his sake carries eternal significance. The road may be narrow, but its destination is glorious. Meditation. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Prayer, Lord, give me the grace to stand for you in the face of pressure, temptation, and trials. Strengthen my resolve to honor you above all else. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 35 to 36. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 35 to 36. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 35 to 36. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 35 to 36.
Then Elihu said,
"Do you think this is just? You say, 'I am in the right, not God.' Yet you ask him, 'What profit is it to me? And what do I gain by not sinning?' I would like to reply to you and to your friends with you. Look up at the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds so high above you. If you sin, how does that affect him? If your sins are many, what does that do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give to him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness only affects human beings like yourself, and your righteousness only members of the human race. People cry out under a load of oppression. They plead for relief from the arm of the powerful, but no one says, 'Where is God, my maker, who gives songs in the night, who teaches us more than he teaches the beasts of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds in the sky?' He does not answer when people cry out because of the arrogance of the wicked. Indeed, God does not listen to their empty plea. The Almighty pays no attention to it. How much less, then, will he listen when you say that you do not see him, that your case is before him and you must wait for him, and further, that his anger never punishes and he does not take the least notice of wickedness? So Job opens his mouth with empty talk. Without knowledge, he multiplies words."
Elihu continued,
"Bear with me a little longer, and I will show you that there is more to be said in God's behalf. I get my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe justice to my Maker. Be assured that my words are not false. One who has perfect knowledge is with you. God is mighty, but despises no one. He is mighty and firm in his purpose. He does not keep the wicked alive, but gives the afflicted their rights. He does not take his eyes off the righteous. He enthrones them with kings and exalts them forever. But if people are bound in chains, held fast by cords of affliction, he tells them what they have done, that they have sinned arrogantly. He makes them listen to correction and commands them to repent of their evil. If they obey and serve him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment. But if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The godless in heart harbor resentment. Even when he fetters them, they do not cry for help. They die in their youth among male prostitutes of the shrines. But those who suffer, he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction. He is wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from restriction, to the comfort of your table laden with choice food. But now you are laden with the judgment due the wicked. Judgment and justice have taken hold of you. Be careful that no one entices you by riches. Do not let a large bribe turn you aside. Would your wealth or even all your mighty efforts sustain you so you would not be in distress? Do not long for the night to drag people away from their homes. Beware of turning to evil, which you seem to prefer to affliction. God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed his ways for him or said to him, 'You have done wrong'? Remember to extol his work, which people have praised in song. All human beings have seen it. Mortals gaze on it from afar. How great is God beyond our understanding? The number of his years is past finding out. He draws up the drops of water, which distill as rain, to the streams. The clouds pour down their moisture, and abundant showers fall on the human race. Who can understand how he spreads out the clouds, how he thunders from his pavilion? See how he scatters his lightning about him, bathing the depths of the sea. This is the way he governs the nations and provides food in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. His thunder announces the coming storm. Even the cattle make known its approach.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.